This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning. It's good to be with all of you this morning on this dark and rainy morning. I'm good to see all of you here. And I'm glad to see you because I think this passage from John is one of my favorites. I love this. Its imagery and its symbolism and this talk of fruitfulness and intimacy and love. This vision of God the Father tending the vine, pruning and caring for the branches to ensure that the most possible fruit is produced. Grapevines need pruning because the grapes need just the right mix of sun and shade. Too much sun and the fruit burns, or too little and it doesn't grow and flourish. And God works to provide the perfect balance of light and shade by tending and pruning and caring for the vines. But the emphasis is always on bearing fruit. But notice something about the fruit itself, because the branches don't bear fruit by sheer force of will. They don't bear fruit on their own. The fruit flourishes and grows because of the relationship between the vine and the branches and the gardener, the one who tends the vines. What the branches ultimately do is abide. And to abide is a powerful theme in the Gospel of John. And it's typically understood or described as a mutual indwelling, as this deep and intimate relationship of God dwelling in the believer and the believer dwelling and resting in the love of God, a mutual relationship based on love. Perhaps you remember, too, the passage in John where Jesus states that there are many mansions in the Father's house. But the literal translation of that is actually abiding places, places where we can rest safely and in a deep sense of love, home in the truest and most complete sense of the word. To believe in Jesus and to be in relationship with Jesus is to share in this relationship between God and the Father. And to abide is an imperative in the passage. The branches abide in the vine and in the care of the Father, because without them, they cannot produce anything. Carolyn Lewis, this week in her commentary and discussion of this passage, she emphasized the pastoral nature of this imagery. And she stressed that to her, this passage and the idea of being pruned or cleansed or removed isn't a threat, because we choose to be in relationship, to accept a relationship with God. And doing so brings life and fruitfulness and participation on the vine. We accept this offer of eternal life and our place on the vine. And so she describes the passage as a statement of truth, not as a statement of condemnation or as a threat. We make a choice to remain with the vine and to participate in the relationship between Jesus and the Father, or we choose to break off and suffer the consequences of our separation from God. We share in the participation in this relationship between God and Jesus, or we choose our own fate. The other pastoral aspect is also the reminder that if we participate on the vine, that we're found amongst the other branches, meaning that we're never alone, we're never on our own, and we always have the support and care and love of the other disciples, of those who participate in and worship God. To participate in the vine ultimately is to be in community and in relationship with other followers. And I think this passage is also a stark reminder of our own need for community and our interconnectedness. So much of what we encounter and hear today is meant to isolate and divide us from each other. Lines are constantly being drawn, and the world tells us to be afraid, tries to pit us against each other. Depending upon whom we listen to, we might be told to fear the migrant, or the conservative, or the liberal, or the homeless, or the prisoner, the Palestinian or the Israeli, or just simply the other, the one who isn't like us. There are so many things and people and places to fear if we listen to the world. And these lies can cause us to divide ourselves into groups, to wall ourselves off, make us feel that we're safer in our closed group or locked behind doors, make us feel that we're more secure when we're protected from and walled off from others. The world wants us to form and divide into groups, while God wants nothing more than for all of us to be united as one vine with no division. And Jesus reminds us that we are all connected, that we're all dependent upon each other and upon God. The vine, the relationship between God and Jesus, is a life force of love, a love that drives out fear and that nourishes and sustains us. Ultimately, we are only ourselves and living to our true potential as God's beloved when we abide on the vine, when we rest in relationship with God and with each other. To quote our own Bishop Curry, if it's not about love, it's not about God. And we can choose to live into the love and community of the vine, of the body of Christ, or we can choose the world and its messages of fear and self-sufficiency and independence. And even as Jesus declares, I am the vine, Jesus also gives the disciples their own identity as the branches, as this outstretched expression of God's love in the world, the very means through which the love of God is able to be shared in the world. The branches provide connection, strength, security, and the means of sharing nutrients and the sustenance of life. After all, the branches cannot exist without the vine, and the vine cannot thrive without the branches. They're dependent upon each other. So finally, my prayer for all of us this morning is that we all would hear and receive this pastoral promise, this reminder that we are all connected and in relationship with each other, this reminder that we are never alone and need God and each other to live into our full potential as God's beloved. So choose to abide in love and relationship and connection. Choose to accept this offer of life and sustenance and to bear good fruit. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.